Chapter 35, The First Swim. "Good afternoon, you two," said Loudwing, as she waddled into the garden. "Remember me, Bright Bill?"
"Loudwing, Loudwing!"
"Very good," the old goose giggled. "Now, Roz, do you know what tomorrow is?"
"Tomorrow is swimming day."
"The day when all the parents take their goslings out on the pond for the first time. And you simply must bring Bright Bill."
"Swim, swim," said the gosling, shaking his tail feathers.
"Bright Bill can go," said Roz, "but I cannot swim.
I cannot go into the pond with him. I will not be able to protect him."
"Who'd have thought a big thing like you would be afraid of a little water?" Loudwing laughed.
"Well, don't you worry about Bright Bill. He'll be safe in the flock. And he's going to have so much fun with the other goslings. We begin at sunrise, so don't be late. See you in the morning." And with that, the goose plopped into the water and glided away.
"Swim, swim," said the gosling.
"Yes, Bright Bill," said the robot, staring at the pond.
"Swim, swim."
Early the next morning, the peeps and honks and splashes began echoes across the calm water. Roz and Bright Bill followed a trail through the fog over the beach that was crawling with fluffy goslings and proud parents. Roz took a few steps into the water, and her survival instincts immediately flared up. The robot's computer brain knew that if the water got inside her body, it could do serious damage. And so as the other parents began swimming across the pond, Roz stood safely in the shallows and watched. Bright Bill ran up and down the beach with the other goslings, peeping and laughing and pretending to be afraid of the tiny waves. When one wave finally pulled him in, he felt his body floating on top of the water. A big smile appeared on the gosling's face. Clearly, Bright Bill was designed to swim.
"Very good, Bright Bill," said Loudwing as she floated past.
"You're a natural."
"Yes, Bright Bill, you are a natural," said Roz, trying to sound like a good mother.
Loudwing rounded up all the goslings and gave them a quick swimming lesson. "Remember, everyone, paddle your feet evenly to swim in a straight line. Paddle your right foot to go left, and paddle with your left foot to go right. Try it out and join the rest of us when you're ready. Happy swimming day."
Loudwing and the other adult geese calmly glided towards the center of the pond. A jumble of goslings tried to keep up with them. The youngsters jostled and splashed and peeped with excitement. And gradually, they paddled in the direction of their parents. Only Bright Bill lagged behind.
"Mama, swim?"
Roz pointed to the flock.
"I cannot swim. Go have fun with the other geese. You will be safe with them."
The gosling took a deep breath. Then he shook his tail feathers and paddled his feet and set out in his very first swim. He drifted too far to the left, then he drifted too far to the right, but his feet just kept paddling until he caught up with the other goslings. Roz spent the morning watching her son swim around and around the pond, and as she watched him, she felt something like gratitude. Thanks to Bright Bill, the robot now had friends and shelter and help. Thanks to Bright Bill, the robot had become better at surviving. In a way, Roz needed Bright Bill as much as Bright Bill needed Roz, which was precisely why she felt concern when the mood on the pond suddenly changed. One moment, everything was tranquil, and the next moment, the geese were in a panic. Something was violently sloshing through the group. It was Rockmouth, the giant toothy pike. The fish had been a problem in the pond for as long as anyone could remember, but he'd never attacked a gosling before. All the parents immediately went to protect their young, all the parents except Roz. The robot could only stand in the shallows and watch as her son left the other geese behind and desperately swam towards his mother.
"Swim to me, Bright Bill, quickly!"
The gosling kicked as fast as he could, but alone on the water he made an easy target. The pond rippled as Rockmouth slashed below the surface.
"Mama, help!" squeaked Bright Bill.
The robot was terribly conflicted. Part of her knew that she had to help her son, but another part knew she had to stay out of deep water. Her body lurched forward and then backward again and again as she struggled to make the decision. And then Loudwing came to the rescue.
"Rockmouth, don't you dare harm that little darling!"
The old goose fluttered over and splashed right down on top of the fish.
"Leave him alone!"
She pecked and kicked and beat her wings against the fish until he surrendered to the murky depths of the pond. Loudwing escorted Bright Bill back to the beach, and a minute later, the gosling was in his mother's arms, safe and sound.
"Rockmouth isn't as dangerous as he seems," said the goose out of breath, "but I think that's enough swimming for one day." Chapter 36, The Gosling Grows. Bright Bill soon forgot about the incident with Rockmouth, and he spent his morning cruising around the pond with the other goslings. He was becoming a great little swimmer. He was also becoming a great little speaker.
"Hello, my name is Bright Bill," he said to anyone who would listen.
The gosling was small for his age, and he always would be, but he was growing bigger and stronger by the day. He gobbled down grass and berries and nuts and leaves. Sometimes he'd snack on little insects. If it was edible, Bright Bill would eat it. And if it wasn't edible, he might eat it anyways. Roz felt something like fright the time he saw Brightbill swallowing pebbles on the beach. She was holding him upside down, hoping the pebbles would fall out of his mouth when Loudwing stepped in. "Put the gosling down," said the goose with a laugh. "It's perfectly natural for Brightbill to eat a few pebbles. They just help him digest his food. But not too many, okay, little one?" Like most youngsters, Brightbill was incredibly curious. He explored the garden and the pond and the forest floor. He would occasionally explore neighboring homes. He'd wander down some hole in the ground and say to whoever was down there, "Hello, my name is Brightbill." Then a long robot arm would reach in and pull the gosling back outside. "Sorry to bother you," Roz would say in her friendliest voice. The mother and son slipped into a good nighttime routine. When the gosling slept, the robot might tend the fire if it was cool out, or gently fan him if it was warm. If he woke up hungry or thirsty, Roz brought him food or water, and whenever he had nightmares, she was always there to rock him to sleep. Chapter 37, The Squirrel. A small squirrel was scurrying through the garden. Brightbill had never seen her before. He peered out from the nest and watched her bounce along the lawn. After a minute of spying, the gosling shook his tail feathers and waddled outside. "Hello, my name is Brightbill." The squirrel froze. Then she slowly turned around and she started to talk. "Hi, Brightbill, my name is Chit Chat, and I'm a 12-and-a-half-week-old squirrel, and I'm new around here, and your home is really big and round, and I don't understand why smoke comes out of it." Reader, I'm not quite sure how Chit Chat got enough air in her lungs to go on like that, and I'm not quite sure how Brightbill had the patience to listen, but he stood there and politely nodded as Chit Chat rambled on and on. "And sometimes I see you waddling behind your funny-looking mother, and you seem so nice that I thought I'd come and introduce myself, but now I'm nervous, and I'm talking too much, and my name is Chit Chat, and I think I said that already." There was a pleasant silence. Brightbill stood on one foot for a moment. Then the gosling took a deep breath and said, "It's very nice to meet you, Chit Chat. I don't think you talk too much. I think you talk just enough, and I like you, so let's be friends." A big smile appeared on the squirrel's tiny face. For once, Chit Chat was speechless. Chapter 38, The New Friendship. Chit Chat wasn't speechless for long. She'd already been alive for a whole 12 and a half weeks. And she wanted to tell Brightbill about every exciting thing and every boring thing that ever happened to her. And so as new friends played and explored and ate together, the squirrel shared her stories. "I was born on the other side of the hill, and last week I decided to get ready to build my first dray, which is what you call a squirrel nest. And now I live in that tree with the weird bump on its trunk," she said, while the two of them kicked pebbles into the pond. "One time, a weasel chased me through a treetops until he missed a branch and fell all the way down and crashed into a bush and walked away all wobbly, and he never bothered me again," she said, while the two of them crawled through a hollow log. "Ew, gross. I saw you eat that ant one time, and I ate a gnat by accident, and I didn't like it at all. I mostly eat acorns and bark and tree buds and sometimes my yummy berries that grow in your garden," she said while the two of them took a snack break. But Chit Chat was a good listener, and she was a talker, and whenever it was Brightbill's turn to speak, she'd keep quiet and hang on to his every word. Do you know who enjoyed their conversation most of all? Our robot Roz. The protective mother was never far away, and she felt something like amusement at the silly conversation she overheard, and she felt something like happiness that her son had made such a good friend.